Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to sign yourself up for lessons. Adults spend a lot of time managing kid activities. You can make life more exciting by managing some for yourself, too. After months of everyone sitting around the house, I've been trying to get my kids to be more active. So I asked them to think up what kind of activities they'd like to do. In addition to pretty standard sports answers, the kids mentioned rock climbing, horseback riding, and archery. That last one I blame on some of them reading The Hunger Games. I dutifully did my research, and while I didn't locate any archery opportunities, I did wind up signing them up for rock climbing classes pretty near our house. The kids are quite excited about this, which got me thinking. There are probably things I'd like to try, too. For years, I have put on my resolution list that I would like to sign up for voice lessons. But year after year, life gets busy, and I never quite decide to take it on. I did join a choir, so that's something, of course, but individual lessons would make me improve faster. So maybe that is worth pursuing. If you have a hobby or interest that you've been neglecting, signing up for a few lessons might be wise. For starters, lessons introduce accountability. I could practice my skills on my own, but knowing that someone expects me to show up or at least log in at a certain time is different. Putting money into something also helps us take it seriously. And, of course, a good teacher can help you see things that you can't. As you find practical ways to improve at your craft, you'll want to spend more time on it. Progress is motivational. Now, I know it can be hard to make time in a busy life for anything that doesn't have to happen. One practical suggestion: designate one night a week for you. If you've got kids your partner can cover, you agree, likewise, to cover one night a week for your partner to pursue something. If you don't have kids, but you do work long and unpredictable hours, I'd note that work emergencies seem far less likely to happen after hours on Fridays. A 6 p.m. Friday lesson might be relatively easy to make happen. You'll start the weekend on a high note, clearly shifting into the not work from the work part of your life. In any case, spend some time today thinking about what skill, craft, or hobby you might enjoy getting better at. Research your options. Some places are open for in-person lessons, and these days the virtual offerings are far better than ever before. You might be able to sign up for lessons with someone amazing who lives on the other side of the country, or even in another country, which probably wouldn't have happened before the pandemic. It's worth checking out. Once you find something, sign up for a few lessons. One lesson is good if you're reluctant, but I'd aim for at least 3 to 4 to give yourself a chance to really try it out. You're not just dabbling. You're the sort of person who does rock climbing, archery, horseback riding. If you just can't make it work, fine. But you just might find yourself viewing time as a lot more fun. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.